Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
Security Operation for a Millennium Pearl, Part 3.
Breaking news! Breaking news!
Many animals gathered lively in front of the Forestville Museum early Sunday morning. Reporter Hippo stood at the head of the line, cordless microphone in hand.
Pardon me. Hello, everyone. I'm Reporter Hippo, reporting live for Forestville TV. The beauty's tear, a millennium pearl, will be exhibited today. And I'm joined now by one of the visitors here. Let's welcome Mr. Black Bear.
Whoa! Am I gonna be on TV?
Calm down. Calm down, Mr. Black Bear. Would you please share with us your emotions as you await the unveiling?
My mood is like this piece of chocolate in my hand. Very sweet. After a long wait, the beauty's tear is finally on display. I'm gonna take in every detail of it today. I will stare at it as long as I can. I'm not even gonna blink for a sec.
Seeing that Black Bear was just rambling on and had no intention of stopping, Reporter Hippo stepped forward and took the microphone.
Next, let's welcome...
Hey, I'm not finished! It's such an honor to be on TV! What an incredible opportunity! I also want to say hello to my parents. Dad, Mom, it's me, your baby boy! I'm on TV!
The door of the museum finally opened, and out came two gallant figures in police uniforms, Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman.
Hey now, guys, stand in line, please.
Before Officer Doberman had finished speaking, Ziggy the Zebra emerged from between him and Sheriff Labrador.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing? Please show your tickets and line up at the entrance.
Come on, time to go in.
Let's hurry up.
Go!
Beauty Tear, I'm coming.
The animals immediately formed a long line in front of the entrance. But no one noticed that two sneaky figures were approaching the crowd. They were Dodger Mouse, the top thief of Watermelon Street, and Bonnie Fox, the prettiest female thief of Evergreen Grassland. They were about to sneak into the museum with the crowd.
Hey, did you hear that, Bonnie Fox? You have to have a ticket to get into the museum. If you beg me, I'll help you.
Humph, that's ridiculous. Thieves don't need tickets to get into museums. I'll show you. Just mind your own business and make sure you don't get caught by Sheriff Labrador.
Bonnie Fox let out a mocking laugh and disappeared into the crowd.
Ha! Let's see who gets caught first!
With his small body, Dodger Mouse quickly slid into the line, then poked Black Bear, who was standing in front of him.
Hi, Black Bear. Haven't seen you in ages, bro.
Black Bear, standing with a large chocolate bar bigger than his head in his left hand and a ticket in his right, cast a puzzled look at Dodger Mouse.
Who are you? Do we know each other?
Oh, come on, bro. Don't you remember me? It's me, Dodger Mouse. I'm your uncle's brother's auntie's neighbor's son.
Dodger Mouse? I can't seem to recall.
Yo, bro, you get more handsome by the day, don't you?
Hearing Dodger Mouse's compliment, Black Bear suddenly let his guard down, and his face broke into a radiant smile.
I do look pretty good, right? Everyone thinks so.
Oh, bro, I remember your fingers were long and thin when they were little. Can you show me what your hands look like now?
Ain't that the truth?
Black Bear giggled and held out his hands to Dodger Mouse. They talked up a storm and soon walked to the ticket gate, where Ms. Bunny, the ticket inspector, was checking everyone's ticket. Beside her stood Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman.
Please show me your ticket.
Here you go!
With that, Black Bear handed over a
chocolate bar? Hey now, Black Bear, you need to show your ticket, not a half-eaten chocolate bar.
Huh? My chocolate bar? Wait! Where is my ticket?
Black Bear's face turned red with anxiety. He quickly searched his pockets, but couldn't find his ticket.
What happened? I just had my ticket in my hand. How come?